I thought it was a great call. We had seen so much double coverage to Julio. I mean, honestly, I think every snap he was in, he got doubled today. And, so we had Muhammad right inside of it. We had a matchup that we liked on the linebacker. Mo did a great job of staying patient with the route. And, you know, that's what he's brought to this team. I mean, he's a big body, excellent in the red zone. I thought he did a great job all day, but just for me, I saw an opportunity to give him a high ball in the end zone, and he made a great catch and came down and got his feet in, which was nice to see.
Mo was talking to us, telling that you practiced that during the week, and when you were throwing it, you didn't give it 100% sip, but he said once you got to the game, you were going to let it fly. He says, hands
are Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, Those are routes and those are plays that, you know, you like to see how you do it during practice. You anticipate possibly getting that type of look in that situation. And I think that's a great example for us of, you don't just win it on Sunday at, 7:30. You know, you win it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday by the way that you prepare. And I thought our preparation was excellent all week, specifically Muhammad. I mean, he did a great job this week. I was proud of him.
How gratifying was it, getting this win, after y'all had opportunities in the last two games, to go out and get it done today?
Yeah, sure. I mean, part of being a professional and part of being a really good professional is understanding that throughout the course of a season there's going to be ups and downs. And you have to be able to put both the good and the bad behind you. And certainly we didn't get the result we wanted the last 2 weeks, but, I don't think anybody was discouraged. We learned from those situations, and we came back, and when we had our opportunity late in the game today, I thought we executed really well.
Talked a little bit about it on that final play, but Julio, didn't fill up the stat sheet today, but how did he kind of make it possible for some of the other guys?
I mean, he changed the game. There's no question about it. You could tell with the way that they planned going into that game that they were going to count two players on their defense to try and handle him. And when you do that, other guys are going to have advantageous looks. Mo had a bunch of those today. I'm not sure how many guys caught balls, but again, I felt like we spread it around really well. He just opens up so many things for other people when defenses want to play him the way that they did today. And I thought we did a nice job of adjusting it and trusting our other guys to make plays.
Dan talked about
Oh, I mean, Gabe was, that was a great route. His patience at the top of the route to keep the defender on the outside made the play. And, I just try to give him an opportunity to make a play on the ball. But that's what he brings to our team. I think that's why he was a huge addition for us at the end of the preseason to add him. I mean, he's a great vertical threat in teams. When you're going to double Julio like that and leave him singled up, I mean, he can run by people, and that was fun to be a part of that and to see that from him today.
Matt, Coach talked about the confident look you gave him on the sideline, before the drive or whatever like that. Did you say anything to him in particular? And just how important is it to keep your composure in those situations for your teammates to kind of build off of that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say anything to Dan. I just, I think it was pretty clear what we needed to do in that situation. There's not a whole lot that you needed to talk about. For me, composure, the longer I've played, the more I understand that you never know how a game's going to shake out. And, getting up or down or, out of your normal concentration doesn't help. And so I try and remain that way all the time, very calm and focused on, getting that next completion, getting the next first down. And that's the message I give to the guys before we go out is, in that situation, don't worry about the touchdown play. Let's get the first down and get this, get the sticks moving. And, I thought we did a great job of that.
With some of these other teams starting to creep up now, how critical was it to win this one?
Well, I mean, I don't think we can really worry about, what other people are doing. We're halfway through the season, and we got a long way to go. We need to take care of our business, and, that's always going to be the most important thing. I'm sorry, Austin? Austin, I mean, he is so California cool, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's out there and he's got like no pulse, so he's done a great job for us the entire year. Today, for him to step into a more expanded role and to play some more snaps, you know, he was great. He did a great job for us. I'm really proud of what he's done. You know, for eight games as a rookie, he really seems like a veteran out there. He's very calm and collected, which is cool to see.
Can you talk real quickly about the quick turnaround with Tampa?
Yeah, this is.
Already beat you guys.
Yeah, sure. You know, this is one of those things that, you know, you're going to get one of these opportunities throughout the year with a short week. I think the biggest thing that I've learned in these situations over the years is you have to get as much rest as you can possibly get between now and then. And that's what I'll, you know, emphasize to our guys throughout the week. But we'll put this one, you know, this win behind us pretty quick and get back to work tomorrow. Luckily, you know, it's a team that we know pretty well. Tampa played them once already this year, have an understanding of what they like to do. You know, but it's also kind of fun. It's a change up in the routine, and you know, it'll be a short week, but we'll be ready to go Thursday night.
How special is it when you beat a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers?
You know, I don't really think of it that way. I think more so, you know, going into it, it's going to be a game like that playing against Aaron. I think, you know, maybe I've played him six times throughout my career, and feels like every game goes like that. You know, they're going to make plays. He's a special player. He played really, really well today. We were just lucky enough to make one more play.
You played your almost your entire career with Matt Bryant. Today you became the franchise's all-time leading points guy. Just they don't get noticed unless they either win or lose. So what has he meant to you and this team?
Well, he's meant a lot to me personally. I mean, none of those throws or passes matter if you don't have a guy that knocks it right through the pipes. And he's been doing that consistently. I think I've been with him 7 years. You know, so 7.5 years, something like that. And he's just a stud every day. He's very consistent. He works extremely hard at his craft, and he approaches every kick, like literally every kick, the same way. And I think that's been the secret to his success.
Thank you.